So, Saskia, you were telling us about what you discovered after your mother passed away.
In the documents in her box, I discovered in a medical document that it said that she'd had two normal pregnancies, one in 1945 and one in 1954. The first child died in infancy. And then suddenly, although I was actually distraught at finding this out, things started to make sense because I couldn't figure out why she would want to go back to her stepmother. And I think it was because she was pregnant. And she obviously didn't know what to do or where to go. And if the baby died in infancy, maybe that's why she waited so long in that camp. Maybe she couldn't go without the child. And it was only after it had died that she eventually managed to, you know, to leave and go to the West. The thing that struck me most, though, was that she hadn't been able to tell me about this. There was obviously a lot of shame involved in this. And the fact that I was illegitimate was obviously shame enough. So why couldn't she have told me about that? And then I wondered, well, whose baby was it? Mm. Had she been raped? And was it that even more shameful that she couldn't tell me about it? She said that she'd had a friend and there was always talk of them getting married. But his mother didn't encourage it. And anyway, she couldn't have married him at that point because the law was that if you were Jewish, you couldn't marry a non-Jew. And she said he stood by her was the phrase that she used. But eventually they took him off to the Western Front and she never saw him again. So the only thing I can think is that because he was mixing with, you know, somebody of the wrong sort, he was eventually taken away.
So do you think this affair, which sounds like a love affair, took place when she was still a slave labourer?
Mm-hmm. The timing's odd.
Yes, that's...
So I'm thinking if it was at the end of 19, there's no date, if it was at the end of 45, then she could have been raped when the Russians were coming. She hated the Russians. Mm-hmm. One of the comments she'd made was, maybe I shouldn't say this, was that the Russians, the men were awful. They took women 3 or 4, 5 times a night, which is a strange, strange sentence for anyone to utter. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know whether she was referring to Freiwaldau camp, because I'm sure there must have been Russians there. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't have surprised me if they'd raped the women there. Mm-hmm. It took a long time for me to get to grips with the fact, you know, that she hadn't told me that for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But I think I realised that there was a lot of shame. My mother must have felt a lot of shame in her life, not belonging to any particular group, shunted back and forth, being labelled and so on.
She must have been very, very proud of you.
Yes, well, that was another burden. That was a bit of a burden because I was felt that I was never quite capable of fulfilling all those dreams that she had for me. You know, I was very interested in drama. Oh yes, I was going to be the next great film star and I didn't think I could fill that role, and then I was going to do this and I could go to university and I couldn't quite manage that. It was a big burden having all those dreams placed on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. She was around when your children were born.
Yes.
And did you find that there was a different relationship between her and her grandchildren, or do you think she had the same high expectations?
My mother was extremely good with children. You could see why she had become a sort of governess. Mm-hmm. She had this great rapport with the boys. But of course, nothing was ever discussed. It was just a grandmother relationship.
Which is lovely.
And it was limited because she still lived in England at that point. Mm-hmm. The great thing was when she did, you know, brought her up and got her little flat so she could be independent, although she only had 6 months in it, was the fact that the kids could go after school and, you know, get to know her as a person. It was a good time.
I think it'd be a lovely time, actually. Saskia, thank you very much. And we very much enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.